disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. I was just lamenting a little bit before we got rolling here this morning on how little we all understand about what's going on, and how if I bring it to the table, not just me but others, if I bring it to the table and say, "Look, have you guys seen this? That you guys see it, and then you go tell somebody else what you've seen, and then they say, well, that Coach Davies is a conspiracy nut, right? Right? That's the way it is." And I really don't know what else to do. I don't get up in the morning looking for conspiracies. I don't. But Spencer, pull this up for me real quickly. Psalm 2. It's kind of where I want to jump off here this morning. I won't be any after show. I think I told most of you guys no after show. I got a rule today. Why do the heathen rage? Hang on a second. Who are the heathen? Lord, let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. Jesus' name. Who are the heathen? Because we see two groups of people here, the heathen and the people. Now, hey, Spencer, I'm just going by string of consciousness here. Look up heathen in Webster. Why do the heathen? See, I thought heathen were just unsaved people. But it says here that heathen is a pagan. A Gentile, one who worships idols, or is unacquainted with the true God. Wow. In the scriptures, the word seems to be to comprehend all nations except the Jews or Israelites, as they were all strangers to the true religion and addicted to idolatry. The word may now be applied, this is back 18, this is old, right? Perhaps to all nations except to Christians and Mohammedans, Webster involved. Heathen, without the plural termination, used plurally for collectively for Gentiles or heathen nations. Okay, so why do the heathen, the unregenerate, the pagans, why do the pagans roar? Go back to Psalm 2. Why do the pagans rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Now look at this, folks. The heathen are raging, the pagans are raging. And the people are eating it up. Am I reading that right? Why do the heathen rage and the people fall in line with it? Imagine a vain thing. Well, here's why. The kings of the earth set themselves. So there must be kings of the earth. Are those physical kings? Probably are. But also the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. See, I think the kings of this earth that set themselves are spiritual entities. They could be corporations. They could be governmental whatevers. It could be education. It could be whatever. But the kings, whoever these fallen entities are, whether they be the Nephilim, whatever, they're working together. They set themselves. Can anybody explain to me? There's something terribly, terribly wrong with our democratic elected representatives. Did you watch the State of the Union? I mean, that was evil personified. Now I'm not here patting the Republicans on the back because they're just as sick. The heathen are raging, folks. You know why they're raging? For the kings of the earth have set themselves, and the rulers are taking counsel together against the Lord. And what we're beginning to see is verse 3. Let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords away from us. Because he that sits in the heaven, the Lord himself, He ain't gonna put up with this crap much longer. He's gonna have them in, huh? He's gonna have them in derision. Hey, Spencer, what's derision? Do you guys ever read the Bible like this? Do you ever stop and ask yourself, what's that word mean? Derision, derision. Because the heathen gonna have them in derision. They'll act of laughing at in contempt. Contempt manifested by laughter and scorn. An object of derision or contempt is a laughing stock. Lord's already making a laughing stock out of the demonic Luciferian left. They just don't realize it. I remember that I heard a sermon one time that the reason people remain trapped in sin or trapped in a belief system is because they spend all their time talking to the prisoners. So what do you mean? Well, they love to hang out with people who are equally in bondage. And they encourage one another in their bondage. And so we saw on the State of the Union address, at least half of those people are in derision. Friends, look at it from a spiritual standpoint now. Come on, look at it from a spiritual standpoint. And ask yourself this question. I don't have my Bible in front of me. On September 28, 1978, I was transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. I received Christ as my Savior. Holy Spirit infiltrated and filled me. I'm Spirit-filled now. I'm a brand new creature. I see things like I never saw them before. I'm a spirit man. The Bible says that the natural man, the body, the physical guy, the one sitting in Congress, cannot receive the things of the Spirit. Listen, did you hear that word? Cannot. Cannot. In other words, they can't see. They can't. They are so blind that when Donald Trump talked about the fact that the job of government was to take care of Americans first, they couldn't even agree. They're in derision. Do you understand, folks? Do you understand this is a spiritual condition that they are in? They are in derision. They're not able to see the truth. Not able to. Who? The kings of this earth who set themselves and the rulers taking counsel together. Are you picking up where I'm going someplace? I'm telling you this on purpose, okay? And until we, as the body of Christ, begin to look at everything rather than Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, all that stuff. If we just begin to look at it as truth and lies, the devil and Christ. Folks, Jesus is the one that said, you are of your father, the devil. The works of your father you will do. And if we understand this or not, non-Christians, the average American child born in this world is a child of the devil. He has to be converted to God, to King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The Holy Spirit has to come in and indwell in him and transfer him from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And America is full of churchgoers who still serve the dark kingdom. Somebody give me a thumbs up. They don't realize that. They have a form of godliness. In other words, they look like a Christian. They smell like one. They dress like one. They talk like one. They follow the rules like one. But then they've never been born again in the Spirit of God. I'm going to tell you this. You go to church with many men in your church. You would be, this is general, okay? You would be amazed at how many people in your church have never had a born again experience. What does it mean to be born again? Jesus Christ said, hey, Spencer, let's see if you can Google this. See if you can Google it. It's in the book of Acts where he said, you must be born again. He said, if you're not born again, you can't even see the kingdom. These are the words of Jesus Christ. Huh? Being born again, there it is. There it was. Jesus said, thanks, Spencer Good. Now, there was a man of the Pharisees. There was a man on the Republicans. There was a man in Washington. There was a man who was a Democrat. There was a man who went to church every Sunday. His name was Nicodemus, and he was in charge. He was a, This wasn't just some bum. He was a ruler of the Jews, Nicodemus. He came to Jesus tonight and said, "Dude, what the heck's going on with you? You're doing some unbelievable stuff. How are you doing that?" And Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom." Your church is full of people who aren't born again. Now, Nicodemus said to him, "Come on, dude. Come on. How can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter the second time in his mom's womb and be born? Come on." And then Jesus repeated it. When Jesus says something once, that's a big deal. When he says it twice, you better listen. And Jesus answered, said again, "Let me tell you something, dude. Except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter to the kingdom of God." Listen, friends, please get this. The kingdom of God is not heaven. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." The supernatural thing around us can enter it. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit, spirit. Jesus said, "Don't be shocked, dude, when I tell you your spirit's got to be born again. Don't be shocked. The wind bloweth and where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it came from. Holy Spirit, like the wind, and you can't tell where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." And we have today in America, Spirit-filled churches. Whatever the hell that means. I want a Spirit-filled church. I want Spirit-filled people. Nicodemus said, "Come on, man. What you talking about, Willis? How can these things be?" Hey, Nicodemus is some big dude. He wasn't just some guy sitting on his panhandling on the corner. He was Speaker of the House. And Jesus said unto him, "You mean to tell me, dude, that you have been in church all your life and you made it to the top of the religious order and you don't know these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that which we know. And we testify what we've seen. And you still don't receive our witness. And if I've told you earthly things and you don't believe them, dude, you ain't got no chance in heavenly things." Hey, folks, heavenly things meaning spiritual. Spiritual things. So here's where I'm getting at today. Again, I watched part of the State of the Union speech again, not to hear what Trump said, stop it out there, but the reaction of the kings of this earth who set themselves. And see, the Republicans are happy, not because they support Trump. They're happy because they're in control. Most of the Republicans hate Trump. All the Democrats do, except John Fetterman. Are you swimming with me here today? I'm going to take you some places. Reason why. The reason why I ask you. I'm looking over here, making sure I do this in the right order for you. You guys ever heard of ChatGPT? Hang on a second. We don't know what's going on. Spencer, go to number 11. Data centers. Mark Trump comes in here once in a while. Craig will come in here and talk to us about data. Are you kidding me? I found this online today. Data centers. Look at those. Data centers. Look at them across America. What are data centers? Can somebody out there explain to all of you? This is really important. This may be boring you, but this is really, really important. By the way, would you look at that big one right in the middle of Ohio? Spencer, can you point on that? 190, nope, over. Come on, you don't even know where Ohio is. 100, right there. 195 data centers right around where I'm living. It's right here. It's right here in New Albany, Ohio, home of Les Wexner, by the way. Would he be one of those kings of this earth that set themselves and rulers take the counsel of God against? So look at the data right there over here on the list. How many data centers are there in Ohio? Right, stop, Spencer. Texas has 408. You want to see your state? How many you have? How many does Ohio have? 195. Texas has 500. Virginia, 570 data centers. It's a data center. I'm going to show you something here. This blew my mind. And I won't tell you who it was because I didn't really get his permission to do this. Pull up number five. Pull up number five. Oh, don't tell me that. That's not it. Hang on. Oh, that's not it. That's not. Stop it. Daggone. Where is it? Yes. Thank you. Now, is there a second part to this? Is there a second part to this, Spencer? Because look, I'll get it on my phone and I'm going to. Yeah. Okay. Hang on there a second. So somebody, I'm not going to tell you because it doesn't really matter. I wish I had this better so that you could read it, but I'm going to have to read it to you. Somebody did a ChatGPT, whatever the hell that is, on me. And here's the information that they read into it. You ready? So I don't know. Does anybody know how it works? I don't have any idea how it works. So I'm playing stupid here on you, okay? Playing stupid on you. So here's what this person read into chat artificial intelligence. Folks, you know artificial intelligence is demonic, don't you? Tell me you know that. Kings of this earth set themselves, rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against the anointed. So this is what was spoken into or fed into ChatGPT. I thought I had it there, Spencer, so they could follow along. Can you scroll down? Is it at the bottom of this, maybe? No. There's another one in it that they could read along with me. Here's what it says. Here's what was read into ChatGPT. Using public information, news, and other available information on the internet, construct a complete timeline of the conception to Pass the Salt Ministries, founded by Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. There it is. Create the timeline from the perspective of a Christian that hates what God hates and loves to reveal the works of the enemy, like the Bible teacher. Create a high-resolution visual infographic of the timeline in a reverent and patriotic theme, honoring America and its foundation on Jesus Christ. So this was read into, if I get this right, read into ChatGPT. These are the instructions, ChatGPT. If you don't know that they're using this all across the world, if you don't understand that the demonic side is using this, oh my goodness. Okay, 81 words. Want to see the infographic that those words created? Nope, there it is. This was the infograph created over what was just read into ChatGPT. So here it is. Pass the Salt, a timeline of conception to today. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, can you make it a little bit larger? Maybe, it doesn't matter. This was made out of what I just read. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, ministry milestones and public moments, proclaiming Christ and calling error to account. By the way, they made me a new hat. Did you notice that? They made me a new hat. So here's a timeline. 1997, 1999, legal battle over prayer and trouble after school prayer. This is the lineage of Coach Dave Live, okay? ChatGPT created this. Somewhere out there in the ether zone, that information is out there, and you can talk into a machine or something, and they create this. It's amazing. In a matter of seconds. So in the early 2000s, his ministry begins. This is a historical account of me. What did we just read in there? Pass the Salt is founded in the early 2000s. In 2010, the Salt and Light Brigade is formed. Christian Activism Brigade is launched. In 2014, there's a public controversy, national media spotlight on Coach Dave and Pass the Salt Ministries. Watchdogs in the press, they say, listed for anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and controversial activism. That's what the Southern Poverty Law Center said about Coach Dave. They found that somewhere. They found that in Matt. To the 2014 to the present, watchdog scrutiny, SPLC press coverage. In 2020, cultural conflicts, the Super Bowl and local protests. And in 2021, he went to the Capitol and had events with a brigade at D.C. Is this unbelievable, friends? Huh? So here are the links. CoachDaveLive.com, CBS News 1998, ProPublica / EIN, number 4, Vice Report. This is where they got their data instantly. Vice Report 2021, Southern Poverty Law Center listing, national news, test all things, hold fast to what is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. They found that someplace. Scroll back up. Whoa, our mission, scroll down. Sorry. Our mission, to bring the full truth of Christ to the world and to stand boldly in defense of biblical values. PassTheSaltMinistries.com. Does anybody think, other than me, think this is incredible? They made me look older than I am, I think. They grabbed that picture somewhere. Hey, how long does it take? Boom. How long did this take? How do you know that anything that you're watching on TV is real? How do you know if anything we're watching on the internet is real? The scary stuff, folks. And what is it? The kings of the earth setting themselves and rulers taking counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed. And you think they don't know everything about it. You think with a click of a mouse, they can't find your financial history. They don't know if you've paid your taxes or haven't paid your taxes, or how much you've paid or how much you haven't paid. You don't think they can do with a snap of a finger, find your Google searches. You've been watching porn? This is otherworldly. This is unbelievably demonic. Go back, Spencer, to those data centers. I see Mark Trump's in here. He'll give us some lightning. For those of you who don't know, somebody ask ourselves, what the hell is a data center? What the hell is a data center? It's a secure, centralized, physical facility or building that houses an organization's IT infrastructure, including servers, data storage, systems, and networking equipment. These facilities enable the storage, processing, and distribution of data and applications, forming the backbone of digital services like the cloud, computing, internet streaming, components, IT infrastructure, support infrastructure, security and management, type of data centers, there's enterprise, there's co-location, there's a cloud. Data centers are critical for business continuity, offering disaster recovery and high-speed data access, and are rapidly involved. You mean to tell me that the government doesn't know that the people down in North Carolina need help? Huh? You understand that we're about to undergo a fresh water crisis? Why? Because these data centers have to be cooled. Put those data centers back up there again, Spencer. Look at the size. Look at Ohio. Look at Ohio. Did you know that 2/3 of the population of the United States is within a 6-hour drive of Columbus, Ohio? Huh? Heart of it all, as they say. Coach us up here, Mark Trump. Come on in.
Well, we got all these data centers. Why do they need to keep growing? These dots are going to get bigger and there's going to be more dots. Well, all of that data that was on your sheet, everyone's got that data. Everyone. plus all that other stuff you said. So it's got to sit somewhere. So as more and more people become digital and get more devices, that data needs to sit somewhere.
Mm.
Plus, you run programs. I ran those things for you, Coach, but I wanted to show you the impact that it has. So those are computers that have to process. They have write code. They build documents. They built that pretty picture. So all of those computers have to run that request called a prompt you read. So more and more people are running prompts, Coach. More and more companies are using AI, and they build their own AI systems that sit where? In data centers.
So they're trying to find potential mm-hmm. customers. That would be what they would say, right, Mark? Who to market to? Is that really what how they would paint this?
No. You at home, you buy a thermostat for your home or a smart range. You immediately have an application connected to your range on your phone. And there's one in the cloud connecting it all together. That's the data centers. The cloud are these data centers.
Wow.
So now all the applications that we sign up, that Spencer adds to the stack is what it's called. When Jared buys stuff, Jared don't have stuff necessarily full-blown cloud. He protects it in his own data center.
Yeah.
So Jared's got one too.
He charges me every month to store my data. And what is
yeah, but
data?
It's separate. It's not in this mess. All right, the other part that ties to this, so you saw the data on Coach, way more data on the Bible. It's all stored out here. Plus, you got Bill Gates buying all the farmland. Why is he buying the farmland? What does farms need, Coach?
Water.
Amen. So that's going on at the same time. It's propagating the whole problem. And by the way, who's running all these data centers? Hmm. Isn't it the same people buying the farmland?
That's
right?
Yep. Oh, my goodness. And we think it's a good thing, don't we? Oh, man, instant data. Boy, world is connected. Oh, my goodness. Kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against them. So, Mark, with a push of a button, they can basically have my whole life story, can't they, Mark?
I mean, I could have drilled down that further. That was a real quick and easy prompt. So what I've been doing is learning the guardrails, learning how to bypass the limitations and security and even ethical and privacy in these tools. Using words, you can actually submit these tools. You can make them submit to you. It's hard, but that's what people are learning to do. And it's what we're doing, Coach, is we're teaching these things how to get smarter like children.
Yeah.
But my searches teach them what I search for, which your Gemini search that Spencer runs every day is running on one of these data centers and gives you that output. Every single Google search is doing this. Okay. So it's in our life. It isn't
hang on, Mark. So a Google search connects to a data center somewhere. Is that what
yes. Where's the data set that you just found that Spencer looked for? It's sitting in a data center. That's where it found it, on the, quote, internet, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So they know everything about us.
Well, just don't look at it as specific. This thing, imagine these dots grow, and it's kind of a good visual. They're going to overtake America, the land, the people. These are footprints of a sky-based city. Imagine these being the feet and they're stepping on us, right?
Mm. Yep.
That's what's going on. Okay.
And the large data center here in Ohio, Mark, happens to be right at the heart of where Epstein's boss
was. Huh? Well, there's a lot of things going to go on with privacy and all these things. I'd like y'all to look at this map through a new lens. Picture the times before Noah, and these are the number of citizens on Earth that he was trying to prevent from doing something. 120 years, Noah went out and tried to stop these dots from getting bigger, Coach.
Mm.
And the people kept doing whatever it was that was doing it until God washed it all away. That's how it's going to end here. we're not going to stop this. This is a judgment thing, Coach. Judgment has to stop these dots.
Amen.
Okay. Now, what are they? Imagine the Borg in the sky, and all the Borg are connected to the cube. These data centers are the cube. They are what all the Borg are connected to, and all of we are connected to. Someday there will be one big circle, Coach, and we'll all be connected. It'll be like the Borg. Resistance is futile.
Thank goodness. You know, Mark, I do a Google search on me. I just do a Google search on me. I'm amazed at the stuff that comes up. So, folks.
Amen, Coach.
Some of it not even true. If somebody said something about me, wrote something about me, you do a Google search, it pops up. And so, well, go ahead.
Amen. So I had to set guardrails and limitations on my prompt. I said, from representing Jesus, right? I used all of those boundaries to prevent it from producing all of the stuff you see on the internet. I made it do that to produce that document, which was pretty positive. But you got to know how to write the prompt.
You got to write the prompt. So Mark, if you ever do a Google search on Coach Dave forcing his kids to pray, whatever they would work, they're going to bring up lefty information. Folks, there's not going to be, they're going to bring up just data, just information. No ability to explain the data, how mm-hmm. that happened, that's not even part of it. And Mark, I'm finding out right now that that's happening at job searches. That if you're applying for a job, you go in there and boom, they Google you, and there's all those lies that come out there.
Well, this is the deal, is most of the good stuff, it's a small amount of good stuff compared to bad stuff.
Yep.
So not only that, is you got the context of the prompt. So you're using the prompt to find the good stuff. That's what I did. I used those words to try to find everything. Now, I could have slanted it. I could have been an evil person, used a different prompt about you, and this would have been ugly. It would have been ugly, Coach.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, I get it. And so if I were to apply for a job or somebody, whatever, and they do a data search on me, who knows what the hell is going to come up, right, Mark? Easy, criminy. Spencer, go to that other one. By the way, cat's out of a bag. Mark's the one who showed me this. So Mark says, what's your favorite verse? I said Psalm 11:3. And look, Mark fed in Psalm 11:3 into ChatGPT. Look what comes up. Look at the data and information that comes up just by feeding that into it. Well, over here, you probably can't see it. Tells you what the word says what it is in Hebrew, what the meaning of it is, the common thought today, notes about it, Jesus is the true foundation, all of this stuff out of just one internet search.
Boom. That's it. You said it. That's it.
Is that amazing? So what you're seeing in front of you is an explanation of Psalm 11:3. The foundations be destroyed. What can the righteous do? Boom. That's what we're dealing with, friends. That's what we're dealing with. Wow, Mark. Thanks, man. This is so eye-opening. Okay, folks, tell us your story, not your life story. Kevin, come on in.
Two weeks ago, I was driving a dump truck down in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And Muskogee has already approved their data center. They're building it. It's a $1.5 billion, 419-acre facility. Inside the building, 330,000-square-foot building, they have 28-inch water pipes. I was a part of hauling 28,000 yards of gravel to fill the ditch that those water pipes were in.
Okay, so Mark, real quick, and Mark, why do they need so much water? Maybe he stepped away. Why do they need so much water? Why do these data centers need so much water?
To cool the machines,
to cool the machines.
Yeah, I got a paper out there. If y'all do a search for dark reading and Mark Trump, dark reading's going to have a piece of have a paper about how they use water, but about 60% of the energy consumed in a data center is cooling. So that's the pumps, that's the ACs, that's all of the fluids, plus the cooling tower. So they run cool water in, it comes out of the cooling tower. It goes through all the computers. The actual servers now have inlets to them to keep the processors cool. Okay, so you got all this pressurized water going in and out of the data center. And then all of that water goes into a steam tower and cools it, right? So you got all of this infrastructure, okay, that's out there. And it's got to be maintained. So, again, 60% of the energy that is dumped into data centers is for cooling. So now they're using all these novel ways to do cooling. And there are going to be new ways that you see come out using pressurized chemicals and these things and those things. So it's definitely an issue. I've been harping on this for a long time, Coach.
But Mark, the average data center uses 1 million to 5 million gallons of water a day.
And that's low now. This was written a year and a half, 2 years ago. I'm saying this has went up, okay? This has went up.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Mark, is there any waste? Is that water good for use once it goes through that data center, Mark?
Oh, it's fine. It's cooling water. It's dirty. It picks up stuff. It picks up metals and all that. But yeah, I mean, so data centers are going to expand. The deal this ties into the Georgia Guidestones. Too many people will break the system, Coach. They got to reduce the people. That's what it's about. So too many people are going to learn how to do this and break the system more. We need more data centers faster, right?
Lord help us. Mel, come on.
To power this unit down to Muskogee, they're putting a micro-nuclear plant there. And to feed the water, it's got the Arkansas River. There's a big fight going on in Joplin. The unit down in Muskogee is called Scissortail. Look up Scissortail Data Center, and you'll find out everything you want to know. But you can't find out who truly owns it and what the money is behind it.
So they're trying, here in Ohio, New Albany, they're trying to suck the water out of the Hoover Dam, which is up by Westerville, suck all that water down there. They need it down in New Albany because water is becoming a very rare commodity. Wow. Mel, come on in. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about the water. When you think about it, I know here in Ohio, most of our rich water areas are state parks. And I would say that's probably the case in most of the country. So the government already controls most of the water. So I just think that, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up for consideration.
I got to get that pond built. I got to get my pond built. That's what I think. Oh, my goodness. Adam, come on in.
Hey, Coach. I just got a text from my buddy Kevin, who you met on the podcast.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the show, you were talking about how you've been accused of being a conspiracy theorist and all that stuff.
Yep.
He said about 4 or 5 years ago, Stephen Colbert on his show showed a clip of you on his show and then made fun of you on it. So you even made it onto Stephen Colbert, Coach.
Yep. That's right. That's right. All eyes. All eyes. All eyes. Everything I went through the ACLU, that fight, was all lies. It was all lies. And you do a search on me today and the lies come up. Here it is. I'm on Stephen Colbert. Look at this. Can you play? Is that just a picture of it? Right? He was making fun of me, of course. Making fun of me. An Ohio man's threatening to sue Pepsi. No, it wasn't. It's all lies. It's all freaking lies. Horny man. A horny man. Is that what he is? Go ahead. Real quickly. It doesn't
Franklin, matter. Franklin, the silk me. Sheets just, of this show.
Scroll ahead and see if you see my picture. He's making fun of me. Telling lies about me. Telling lies about me. And then they Google search it and more lies come up. It's all lies, lies, lies. There it is. There it was. There it was.
Very specific problems with it.
I wrote a commentary about the Super Bowl halftime show being piped into churches. And they make fun of me. Forgot all about that. Good catch, Spencer. I'm going to send you a tip. Where am I here? Adam, come on in, Adam. Did I say you? Did I say you already? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. I forgot to put down my hand. I'm sorry.
Neil Levy. Come on in, Neil, then Jack.
somewhere in scripture, I'm sure somebody knows where it says that the enemy's got to tell us what he's going to do.
Right.
Late last summer, early fall, my wife and I started watching a series on Prime. I think it was a primetime network show. It started back in 2011. It starred Jim Caviezel, and it was called Person of Interest. And it was labeled a sci-fi drama. And it isn't it's not a very good show. A lot of violence, so forth and so on. But if you follow the story, it explains to a simple person how they were going to do this. Everything, it went from 2011 to 2015. We just got done a couple weeks ago. But it tells everything right to the T that we know today. Had we watched it back in 2011, we would have thought, boy, is this ever far-fetched. But it is exactly what is happening today. It's on Prime, and it's a series called Person of Interest, and it stars Jim Caviezel. So if you really want to learn how this is going, they told us 10, 15 years ago.
Mm. Wow. Controlled lies, man. Controlled lies. Wow, wow, wow. Jack.
Okay, so two things. One, Mark, you need to show us how to confuse the system.
Jack's obviously breaking up. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, I really appreciate you hosting this forum, because Ephesians 6 says we fight against spiritual hosts in heavenly places. So what are these AI centers hosting for? Spiritual hosts.
Demons. Demons.
Well, Schistler, right, back in the late 70s was telling us this stuff. That's what got me started, publicly put on Facebook or whatever, your phone number. That's insane. Why would you put your birthday? That's insane. Why would you do that? You go look at my stuff. Some idiot put on there that I'm a female, and somebody else put on there that I'm from New Zealand, and I just left it there. So I'm from New Zealand, and I live in Texas, but I just happen to be in Maine. So it makes them crazy. How do we do that? And
all right, Jack's breaking up. Doesn't know he is. Silence him. We'll just Spence.
Well, hold on real quick, real quick. Jack's got a point, and we didn't hear you, Jack, if you're listening. We couldn't hear you. But I understand what you're saying. You're called that's called seeding. So what you're doing is you're seeding your searches and your data with incorrect information. In effect, you're creating a separate persona. Now, check this out. Let's say you're bipolar, and when you use your AI tools, part of the time you're in one mode and part of the time you're in the other. Well, guess what? It recognizes both. It recognizes, and it will respond and give you a more assertive in one persona. It'll recognize how you type and determine how to do it, Coach.
Hmm.
I kid you not. So that seeding process will help searches having other people with your name, having other identities with your name is going to help obfuscate searches. However, all of that is child's play. None of that matters, Jack. None of it. Everything is available. So don't think that you're hidden ever. Okay? But like Jack said, don't stick your stuff out there to make it make you easier to find.
Amen. Wow. Wow. Craig.
Getting back to spiritual hosts, okay, you know, Paul's handkerchief would heal people. Why would his handkerchief heal people? Because things can attach to things, wow, right? And it could be the Holy Spirit that's attached to it, wow, right? Wow. Yep. Okay, yep. But look at what happened when we come to the second city after Jericho and the walls fell. We had to go to Ai, but do you know what Achan did? He was disobedient. So did God, out of his disobedience, create the defeat? Or did what Achan take with him create the defeat? Because you know what, this is what he took. He says, this is when he's coming clean. He says, I've done evil. I saw the spoils. You know what I took? He took a Babylonian garment. Well, I wonder what that is. Could a spirit be attached to that Babylonian garment? Wow. And you know what else he took? Very interesting. Numbers are kind of neat in the Bible. He took 200 shekels of silver and he took 50 shekels of gold. Do you know how many that adds up to, Coach? 250. What are we celebrating this July 4th?
Oh my goodness.
And who's pushing AI?
This is Spencer, we need the Twilight Zone thing.
You know, and Kevin's point is right, and this is what and hey, Trump, right? We get it, but we got to call him out on the things that he needs to be called out on. He said, look, I've deregulated the energy issue because it's pulling energy and we're going to get this. And they already have in place the nuclear part to have their own nuclear energy sources on site. But to Mark's point too, why do they need extra water for nuclear power? Well, go look at your nuclear power. Where do they put nuclear power? In a desert? No, they put it by a water source because they need to cool it. Haven't you ever seen those big steam things coming up out of the nuclear? And then the other question that you got to ask yourself is, if they're going to be cooling these centers and they're taking water and they're putting it to steam, where is it going? Into the air?
Yeah.
What's it adding? Moisture.
Wow, chemtrails.
How is that going to change our rain patterns and what's going on? From the natural process.
It's already done that. These things are being called global warming. What if the data is causing the global warming, not cars?
Hmm. And what if it's intentional? Weather manipulation. Energy. Wow. Hey, let me get some others in here real quick. Martin, come on in.
Coach, I'm telling you, I'm archiving all these shows and I'm sending them to people. And all I can do is lead people to the water.
That's all you can do.
And hope that they'll watch it. You know, I wish I knew how to cut and slice like some developers and computer guys do. I don't want to do all that. But all I can say is, Coach, just thanks for this information. As you know, I went to Columbus 2 days ago to fight these data centers. And I'm standing strong. I talked to Eric Watson. He's running for District 88. If you're up in Ohio in Seneca County, please vote for Eric Watson. We got to get him on the ballot for the primary. He's fighting these things. This guy, he's a real low-key guy, Coach. I would say interview him because he's got a lot of information, but he doesn't have
it. Hey, Marty, listen.
Yeah, here's the deal, Coach.
National audience. Most people aren't in Ohio.
I understand, Coach, but the same thing that's happening in Seneca County, Ohio, in the United States of America can be replicated all around the globe. Okay, yes. So we can raise up people like Eric Watson and stop this stuff if we'll actually do it. And Eric, people like Mark Trump, you're more than welcome to come to the Busman Report. I will give you 2 hours to explain everything that you're doing on Coach Dave. And Coach, I would say give him some time because this is such a red hot iron that's in our fire, Coach, that everybody needs to learn about. Because when I walk around the malls and Walmart and everybody's talking to that ChatGPT thing, Coach Dave, and they have no clue what it's going to do to them because it's just so doggone cool. Kids love it. Curriculum now, Coach Dave. You used to be a teacher. They don't even listen to their human teachers anymore, Coach. They're going to their phones. And it's frightening. So I would say let's really delve in on this because it's more than what people on the outside, the normies, know it to be. And thanks, Coach.
Let me ask. Let me ask this question, Martin. What percentage of pastors have ever spoken about this, know anything about it?
I don't know, but this is the reason, Coach, I've got a list of emails of pastors that I've met in the past and had lunch with and coffee with and everything. I get their emails. And I still have that archived list. So I'm sending them. And all we can do, Coach, it's just like Jesus. Yeah, all we can do is give them the information and see if they'll walk it out. If they don't, Coach, that's on them.
That's all you plant, move on.
You're obedient, sir, to provide this information. Yeah. And you've got people like Mark Trump that can verify it from the technical end. If these pastors just swipe it away or whoosh it away or delete it and go to whatever that they want to read in their email box, that's on them, Coach.
But everybody, I'll send this to their pastor. Let me move on, Marty. Eileen, come on.
Hey, Morning, Coach. Morning. Real quick, we've been fighting this up here in St. Clair County because we are on the mouth of Lake Huron and the St. Clair River, which leads into Lake St. Clair. What the energy that is required for these data centers and the water we already talked about, but the noise from these generators, that the constant humming will cause anxiety, depression, other health concerns. So we have our St. Clair County Health Department, our medical director, who's leading the charge. We can't stop them, but we can regulate them because that's the duty of the health, the responsibility of the health department, is for the health and welfare of the community. We were sued by DTE, which is funded by taxpayers, and some of these other companies that are producing these data centers. And I will say that there is a local pastor here. When he found out that, in fact, they were going to put a data center between his church and an elementary school, and he learned about it at the ninth hour, he dropped everything, came to the local township meeting, and he has been involved ever since. He's been out there speaking about it. Now he's on a couple of boards. So the best part is that it's waking people up. I mean, before a year or two ago, we knew nothing about data centers, but they've already been built. They're already and being built. Yeah. Coach, Sheila Holm, it says Sheila Holm joined. I didn't know if you saw that.
Say it again.
Sheila Holm joined the show just now.
Oh, I didn't see that. We'll get her in a second. Hey, real quickly, Eileen, put in the chat or whatever. People want to send you a check. They don't want to do it online. They don't want to do it with their credit card. They don't want to do it. Where do they mail a check, and who do they make it out to?
Okay. Thank you. I will. Thank you.
All right. Move on. Let's move on. Thanks. Greg, come on in.
Hey, Coach. I was just looking at a new movie that's out on Amazon Prime, and it's called Mercy. And it's in the near future, a detective accused of murdering his wife has 90 minutes to prove his innocence to the advanced AI judge he once championed before he determines his fate. And it is spooky where the judicial system replaces all the quote-unquote biased judges with unbiased software. And they have a face, they have a look to them and everything, but that AI judge is just a matter of who wrote the code. And you say the AI has no bias. Right. It depends on who writes the code.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Huh? Oh, my goodness. Eileen's put it in there, folks, if you can see it. We got to help her here, huh? Eileen Test Force, Michigan Senate. Need a mailing address, Eileen. Need a mailing address there. I'm sure you're going to put it in there. Who I got here? Greg just went. Let me see. Got lost. Or Jeff Klein's been waiting. Come on, Jeff.
Coach, you're just talking about the heathen raging. And yep. It's all these pagans and the evil that's going on. You're just going to drop this for everybody this morning. Tune in to JR's show Saturday morning at 10. Pastor Bill Dunphy's going to be on there. He's got something he's coming out with. It's been a year since the federal government locked him up in prison. And he's ready to rock and roll. So people might want to tune in. And I'm not even going to say what's going on, what he's going to say, because I don't know for a fact. But he'll be on there with JR Saturday morning at 10.
Saturday morning at 10. Thanks, Jeff. I'm trying to get there. I finally got that to work. Thanks, Jeff. Eileen's putting it in there now. Who we got? Randy, come on in, Randy. I'm doing
Coach, okay, Coach. Don't let this spook you. Don't let this any of this spook you, okay? God, look, we already ahead of this, Coach. Well, Georgia Guidestones are down, okay? That means we are the counterculture. We are the God's movement. We are his people on the ground, okay? There may not be a whole lot of us yet. There'll be more. But Coach, here's how you have to look at this. Let them build it. Let them build it. I'm gonna speak. I'm going to work my butt off to stop it. I'm going to speak against it everywhere here in Oklahoma. everywhere I can go, just like we did at the courthouses. We are going to go set the word of God in motion. Okay. But the timing is his, Coach. The timing is his. If we go speak it and do the stones and all this, and it's very, very valuable. That is how God moves through his people, through obedience and act. Okay, we know that, Coach. But then when after we're done, we need to look back at that and we go, it's done. May the word of the Lord come to pass. And then and it's God's timing, Coach. He's going to sit patiently until he gets this to where he wants it. And then it may be over in a moment. But we got to understand, we serve the King, Coach. Yeah, we have no fear of this. They can take us to the very gallows. And I'm going to say, that's fine. Do what you want to do. But God has a plan. And if he springs me at the end, at the last moment, that's great. Isn't the next guy is going to take you down. It doesn't matter, Coach. We are winning.
Spencer, quickly pull up Psalm 11. Quickly. I want to finish it. I just got a couple minutes here, right? Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Psalm 11, Bible Gateway. Thank you. I'm sorry. Psalm 2. There you go. So why the heathen rage? Yada, yada, yada. Going down, Spencer. Going down. Got to show the end part. Huh? And I will declare the Lord hath said to me, thou art my son today. If you ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. Ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. Ask of me, and I will give you the heathen for your inheritance. And the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. The battle's going on. Christ is victorious. We have to engage. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. So they tell us what the heathen are doing, and then they tell us how we're going to kick ass, or how he's going to kick ass. Do you understand this here? Do we understand this? And the whole creation's groaning, waiting for God's people to show up. Waiting for, I'm going to say this, I'm going to be done. Say what you want to again about Trump, State of the Union. I couldn't believe some of the things that guy said right to their freaking faces. I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable how he called out the liars and spoke the truth. You are the problem. You're the one that did it. In my lifetime, I've never seen anything like that from any politician ever, ever. Powerful. We are in a crucible, man. There is stuff going on that we can't even imagine behind the scenes. Be wise, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. Jeez. See you tomorrow.